It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we got through that holiday weekend last weekend, and we're moving into the fall season. Tailgate's coming, but we're going to hold that off to another day. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, let's just change the show. Let's do tailgating instead.
All right, yeah.
Hey, howdy. Welcome. And it is the Grillin' Guys. We're on Jethro Country with a Twist. So we're happy to be in all of their stations, plus all of our other affiliates around Michigan. And, of course, if you're downloading the show from the grillinguys.com podcast app, wherever you are, and we know based on the Google demographics or whatever you call the numbers they give us, you're all over the world, and we're so thrilled that you're bothering to listen. There used to be a bunch in Afghanistan listening, but hopefully you're all out of there now. So
right, exactly.
If we left you behind, send me a private message.
Yeah.
We'll come get you.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll send take the grilling one over there.
Yeah, well, speaking of Afghanistan, we're on the other end of this thing. Coming up today is the official 20th anniversary of that tragic day, 9/11, when our country was attacked, and which was the reason of that war that we began over there in 20 years. And I guess I've got mixed feelings. I'm okay that we're out of there, but I'm just gut wrenched on how it all happened. So we'll talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, because Barbecue Bob's got probably some more deeper feelings than I just shared. But anyway, at the end of the day, we're going to be talking about fall grilling for the most part today. And with that comes some fall cleaning, I think, that you got to do, because
that's,
I know,
right.
my grill has been on 4 to 5, 6 days a week since probably April, you know, because when the weather breaks and it's good for me to stand outside, even when it's not, because I do it year round. But I think we all grill a little bit more in the summer, don't you?
I guess.
Yeah.
It's less and less of a difference anymore.
Yeah.
It has been for a long time for some of us, but I think for America, North America in general, it seems to be a narrower and narrower gap, and I'm just thrilled about that. I'm so happy people choose the grill instead of the oven. But if you do, you choose an oven, make sure you choose it from Garrett's Appliance.
Right, yeah. But if you
shameless
are
shameless plug.
And so what I meant by it's time for some fall cleaning is I'm pretty much a fanatic to keep my grill clean, and I'll be very frank with you that I've let it go for probably the last 3 weeks without doing it, and I bet I've done in 3 weeks, I bet I've done at least a dozen cooks of certain kinds. Did some brats last night that had cheese in them, right? They were a chicken brat.
That's a mess.
Yeah, it was, because they get to a certain temperature and then they start spewing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all over my grill. So I know that today after the show, I'm going to be taking that tech apart and taking it right down to the, as far as I can get it, clean it up, and then put it back together so I'm ready for the fall and winter. But I do that a couple times
You're
a year.
Really good about that.
I have to do it a couple times
my
a year.
My tech, I tore it apart this summer because I got a bad burner, which I now have to put in. And it's third down the list, but it was so filthy.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't torn that apart in 3 or 4 years because I got a bigger one, and it's
right.
not like yours. It's really hard to take apart.
Right.
I'm glad I took it apart because I realized that... I found, you know, you always find easier ways to do things.
Right.
Like setting up that big expedition tent.
Yeah.
Next time it's going to be way easier.
But, had a little dose of that last weekend, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. And I'm going to do it again. But so fall cleaning, yeah. I noticed that I've been cleaning up on some poison ivy, and it's on my legs right now. So I made it through the whole summer without getting poison ivy, and son of a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I discovered?
What's that?
I didn't.
Oh, it still itches when
you
get it?
Oh, we got a bunch of it up at the hunting property.
Oh, man.
And I snuck in there with sandals and shorts. And I've never run into poison ivy there, but where I placed my trail cam, I looked down and it's like, oh, my gosh, I walked right into it.
Yeah, wading through it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So cleaning up the grill is a good idea. And, you know, in particular, let's go gas.
Right, which is what those techs were.
Yep.
If you're new to the show... we have several different types of grills that Barbecue Bob and I have, and we have a few of them that are the same. And Bob used to be a representative, a manufacturer's rep for this company called Tech, and we both have one of those grills, and it's an infrared grill, and they're amazing. And we'll talk about that another time, but
I like yours better than mine.
Well, yeah, mine is portable. Yours is installed, and I have to agree with you. I like mine better as well because I take it a lot of places and I cook with it for a lot of different people, and it travels really well.
Well, the burner assembly on yours is easy to clean.
Right,
mine's the new design, and the old boy that designed it he overthought it.
Yeah.
But regardless, let's say you're the average guy, and if you're lucky, you got yourself a nice Weber.
Right.
Okay, yep. Those have what we call flavor bars. Other guys, you name it, they call them flame guards or heat deflectors or whatever. But it's a metal pan that sits over your ribbon style burner,
right?
And it, with
and it's kind of like a teepee. It's a 90 degree
or curved, they're all a little different.
Right.
But there's metal that sits over top of the ribbon type burners or U shaped burners. And then there's briquettes that sit on your other gas grill. Do you have that hooked up?
I don't. I gave that to my son he bought a new home, so that one went over on his deck.
You're the best stepfather
Fun because, speaking of cleaning, I tore it right down to the basics, went and bought a new burner for him.
Did you paint it, too?
But, no, I did not paint it.
Okay, good.
But I don't like painting grills. Most of it had come off on the inside already, and that's exactly the way I wanted it.
You never paint the inside.
Right. Yeah, so, but I rebuilt it for him before I took it over there. It didn't look brand new, but it ran like it was brand new, and it'll get him years of, no more than he grills. It'll get him.
What kind was that?
It was a Broil King.
Yes.
Is what it was, and it's a lifetime warranty
grill.
Made
in Illinois.
Right.
Rockford, Illinois.
Yep, and it's a lifetime warranty grill. You'll find that listening to the Grilling Guys, when we talk about equipment, we generally don't buy foreign stuff, and we generally buy the best equipment that we can afford.
And we never buy China grills.
Right,
no to China.
Right, but anyway, so cleaning that thing up, tear it down as far as you can. If it's the first time you're doing it, have a piece of paper and a pen there or a pencil and write down the steps that you took to undo it, because the worst thing you can have is putting pieces back together and there's one left when you're done.
Well, let me step you up to 2021.
Okay.
Just take a few pictures with your phone.
Well, there you
That's
go.
Even
we
easier.
Could do that, too. We could do that, too.
Yeah, so use a cleaning brush, clean your burner tubes and ports, rust and debris. If you've got burner tubes, you're going to notice that a big old machine punched a bunch of little slots in it for your flame, for your gas to come out. Just make sure you brush those, tap them, be easy on it because it might be rusty, and get all the junk out of there. And then if you have an air compressor, blow them out.
Yeah. Put some eye protection on if you do use that air compressor.
For crying
because,
out loud,
well,
Mom.
No, I'm telling you, I did it, and I ended up wearing it because those little particles of rust and everything that's crusty down in there, you put 250 PSI on that, she's flying, baby.
Okay.
She's coming up in your face.
Well, thank you for that tip. Thank you. Okay, scrape away, chip away any debris on the sides, on the bottom.
See?
There's usually a pan on the bottom, and that baby's going to have some grease and some yucky stuff in it. It's going to be weird colors. It's going to smell like,
right.
So don't eat it.
Right. Don't eat it.
It's not good to fry your eggs.
Yeah. And make sure you don't get it where the dog can get at it either.
He'll get it.
Yeah. They will.
Make sure you inspect all the hoses. Get some dish soap and water and turn your gas on. Make sure everything's pressurized and put that soapy water over your gas lines. You've all done leak checks on your inner tubes. Same thing. Look for bubbles on that tube that goes from your regulator back to the burner and from the tank up to the regulator.
Right.
Because any of those can have cracks and leaks. And we're talking about, in most cases, propane.
Right.
Very, very dense fuel. That's the dangerous one. Natural gas, whatever. You can smoke a big old spleef with natural gas.
Right.
You'll be okay. But propane, no.
Right. It's explosive. And you've all turned the gas on with the lid down and then hit the little button and lit the grill. And boom, she goes, man. So, it can be in a bigger, you just don't want that to happen.
Okay,
because it's dangerous.
I've got one that's really funny. Back when I was selling them, one came in that was marked
natural and propane, and it was natural or vice versa?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was marked natural, but it was marked propane, but it was really natural jets in it. So I lit that baby up, and I shut the lid to burn it off.
Yeah.
I came back out in 10 minutes, It was a red blob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So take a look at that flame.
Yeah.
Learning curves.
So coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun. You all know if you've listened to our show before, but we've got a really good friend of the show called the Baritone of Beer. His name is Chaz Thompson, and he's at the UP Beer Fest in Marquette, Michigan. We're going to give him a shout and talk a little bit about Up North Beer. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Sounds good.